News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Terrace of Victorian cottages recently partially collapsed in Ranelagh in Dublin after falling into complete disrepair, despite being owned by the Construction Industry Federation since the 1990s. And this is a sign, according to Hazel Shue, Dublin City Councillor and former Lord Mayor, that the government must increase the derelict site levy. And she joins us this morning. Hazel, first of all, just outline for people listening what happened with these cottages.
Morning, Ciara. So these cottages have been derelict since the late 90s. I don't know if any of your listeners have been around the section between Charlemagne Bridge and Portobello Bridge on the canal. But if you walk by it, what is there on the left is a row of cottages. So there's Hazel House, which is the homeless accommodation. And then there's a bike shop and there was a coffee shop. And there's these couple of cottages there that are part of the canal. But they fell down. They have been completely neglected for the last two decades. And they finally caved in on Monday. The irony of this is I have been trying to protect them for quite a while now, because part of it is that in 2021, when we were doing the new development plan, I had put in a motion to rezone this section of land to make sure that it was residential mixed use. And instead, it was kept at a said 6, which is enterprise and employment. And that's not the council's fault. It was other councillors voting for it to keep it as that. And then what happened was the Construction Federation Ireland, who owned it, had put in planning permission. The inspector of said planning permission had actually various issues with the cottages being destroyed, and that the overall site will be developed commercially.
It seems unusual listening, just because that's prime canal front property in Dublin 6, a very expensive part of Dublin. You would think that it was very valuable for development.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as we know, they have been paying the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation, have been paying the derelict site levy of 7% since, I think, 2023 when it was all brought in. So there is a levy there. It is being paid, but it's obviously not enough to move things on. What do you want to see change?
No, it's not enough. It's 7% at the moment. And we see, and it's not just them, it's across the city, we see empty sites. And it's not just empty sites owned by the state or the council, it's empty sites owned by developers. And when we had pushed for residential zone land tax at the time, the Greens last year, and that's coming in. But it needs to be better, it needs to be greater, because even with residential zone land tax, which is only, it's for resident essential bills, that's not high enough.
So what would you be calling for it to be? Because 7%, whilst I'm sure an organisation like CIF might be able to afford it, there are probably people, ordinary people, who have, maybe elderly people who have houses or sites that are in disrepair, where 7% would be a huge amount of money for them.
And that's very understandable. And this is why you need to look at ownership, and you need to look at whether it's a large developer that's been sitting on it for years, like this particular case. So, and in 2023, got it finally on the derelict sites list. And also, we need to look at means as well. So if you are looking at a owner who is elderly or who is someone that had a property from probate and couldn't afford it, that's one thing. But this, in this particular case, the irony is it's the construction.
So are you suggesting different levies for different people?
I suggest different levies in terms of larger developers that sit on a piece of property for so long and let it go, let it literally collapse into the pavement, which is what happened yesterday.
Okay.
So it became a danger, but it became also it's also goes into what they intended, which is to destroy the whole.
Whole we road. Have a statement from CIF. I'm going to read it to you, Hazel, and you can just respond. The CIF, this is saying, this is from Hubert Fitzpatrick, who is the CIF Director General. The area has been subject to extensive planning permission processes for a number of years with a view to redeveloping this complex. Planning permission was granted last September 2024. We are currently planning development of the site in accordance with the planning permission. Are you satisfied with that?
No, the planning permission was granted in September 2024, and there has been nothing for the last 8 months. And on top of that, I guess looking at their planning permission aside, we got to ask the question of, with so many commercial buildings being zoned in the city, why do we need more? So when we desperately need housing. And the second question is there enough of a levy on derelict sites, especially for bigger developers?
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Hazel Shew there, Dublin City Councillor and former Lord Mayor.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.